Don, what are we doing now?
Well, what the heck is this all about? Preparation for county administrator recruitment. Is the county administrator leaving?
Who's the county administrator?
Yeah, who the heck is that?
Who is that?
I think.
You can change your mind if you want to.
Yeah, we'd be happy for you to stay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I guess he's not taking.
All right, I'll stick around for another 10 years.
I thought maybe we needed to recalibrate our work or.
And we would be able to do that.
We would be able to do that. We would be able to do that.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about preparations for the recruitment effort. We've got Sherry Reedman, Jerry Oswalt, and JJ Peters here to go through this for you. Go through the schedule and everything.
So this is very much an information sharing with looking for some consensus from you that as we move forward. Sherry's going to share with you the research that she did. I think kind of a Herculean effort to talk to many, many people in a short amount of time to get input on what the knowledge, skills, abilities, attributes we're looking for in our candidates. So, and then once she does that, then JJ Peters will talk about the recruitment process timeline, where we're at in creating that, and what needs to happen next.
Can you see what you've done to these poor people? You've stressed them out by giving them such a short time frame to operate.
He doesn't.
It's all your fault.
I think he was very responsible.
Thank you, yeah.
Well, he's leaving. We don't have to say that.
No, but it's true. I think okay. We should be able to do this
well,
in 6 months.
Well, let's be responsible and let them give their presentation.
Yeah, so thank
but
you all.
If it does help, though, I'm going to exercise the authority of the county administrator and pour us all a good stiff drink before we start the conversation.
Yes. Good thinking.
I am prepared.
So thank you all for taking this time to meet with us. And as you all know, I met with all of you last month. It's already September. And in addition to the five commissioners, I also met with department directors and people in county administration who report directly to Don. So a total of 27 people met in person with me over a half hour together.
Awesome.
And yeah, it was amazing. And that, I guess that openness to meeting with me so quickly on such short notice just tells me that there is a lot of interest in having voices heard on, you know, as you look ahead to who to hire to fill Don's shoes. Everybody has a lot of interest in that process. So thank you all very much for that. Included in our packet, I did create a pretty short report for you that summarized how the interviews went, who I talked with, and there was really great consensus and alignment from the majority of people that I spoke with on what they want in the next administrator. So the two pieces of information that you have before you that can influence what you share with the executive search firm that we end up using are the results from the interviews and the classification specification for the county administrator position. And I hadn't looked at that document before I started the interviews. And then once I was compiling all of the information, we decided that's a very important document to look at because that's going to be part of the roadmap for how to hire the next Don. And there is consistency and alignment throughout the top 11 attributes that we fell into from the interviews. It directly aligns and is consistent with the key functions of the county administrator position. So you have really good information. And what we're hoping for today is that you can just look through the top 11 attributes that were really, they rose to the top from all the interviews and give us your agreement that is the information that you want to share with the executive search firm. And that information plus the classification specification and information about the county, Clackamas County, that will feed into the profile that they use to market for the position and also throughout the hiring process on how to choose that next county administrator. So with that, if you want to take a look at that information.
Do you want to talk them through your chart?
Yeah, and then you are welcome to ask questions and offer input, additional input. So if you see from the report that I generated, on the second page of that, the top of that says top 11 key attributes. And they are listed in ranking, so that the first one had the most people saying that that was their top priority. And there was a definitive cutoff once we got to that 11th between that and the rest of the feedback. And then further in your documentation is a classification specification. Then there's a chart that looks like this that just shows you, again, the consistency and alignment from everyone that I interviewed on what they're looking for the next county administrator. I also want to mention that overwhelmingly, everyone's response was, well, we want someone just like Dawn, and it would be great if Dawn would stay. So that was the overwhelming consensus from everyone I spoke with as well. So
he's got a twin brother.
That one in there.
But I got all the good looks and all the personality. Out
there, so. He's identical twin, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So do you feel it would be helpful to go through all of the 11, or do you just want to take a look at them and let us know if there's anything that jumps out at you that you want to discuss? Or
I mean, I don't think we need to go through all 11. Do you guys? I mean, I don't see anything in here I disagree with. Just take some time and go through them. Go ahead.
Has everybody looked through them?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. So just the one thing, you know, not conflict avoidant, willing to take a stand, / say no. I would just say that the thing that I really appreciate about Dawn that I would like to see in our next county administrator is finding ways to get to yes instead of saying no.
No. So this is actually me. It said this, just so you know. I appreciate my former city manager. I appreciated at some point that he would say, no, Mayor, you can't do that. Or no, that probably wouldn't be a good idea. I think that was the most valuable thing I learned from Mike Swanson. Was that? And so that's what I was saying. But I like the yes as an additional one, because that's not on this list. The other is that Don will tell you his risk avoidance. So I'm not risk avoidance, conflict avoidance. And that was, he said in his own review, that was one of his weaknesses. And that's why I put it, I suggested that line.
Okay, so I would just get concerned that we get somebody that just says no.
I think the question is how you say no.
Yeah, but listed there as to say no. I just don't like it. I don't like it, Jim.
Well, I think it's the context. I think it's a context. So
how you say no is really
how you say and what you say no to. I think I know how it was meant, and I think how you're perceiving it is. I think your point's valid, but I think the context in which it was meant was valid as well.
Yeah, so, no, I do too.
At some time, you have to say to the commission, no, you probably shouldn't.
I think Don does that.
Well, you can't say yes to everything. I think that's one thing about our job. We can't say yes to everything.
Yeah. But, you know, again, when you say no, there's ways of saying that are palatable and ways that are unnecessarily confrontive and hurtful. So I think you're looking for somebody with the kind of judgment that can and personality that can say these things in a way that people think, okay, I get it. Can move on without it being
and
because he does it to me all the time.
Right.
And if I may, the top one, the liaison between the board, departments, elected officials, being politically savvy, diplomatic, a visionary leader, combined with being a decision maker, I think that all gets to yes. So it could be that getting to yes in a diplomatic way and getting to know in a diplomatic way are both covered here. Mm-hmm. Could be.
It just, if people are going to see this, it just stands out to me as, we want someone who's just going to take a hard stand. So I just get concerned about how other people will perceive these written words.
Well, yeah, I think the flip side of that is that people just don't want a yes person either.
No.
You just said no. Now what are you?
Absolutely not. I do no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have the sense of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So on number 10
that says no, you know, you hit it and it goes no.
Yeah. So on number 10 where it says experienced effective leader, I just want to I just want to make sure that we have what I meant to say as far as experience in my comments was someone experienced at this position with the array of services we offer, right? I mean, I think when it says experience, I want to make sure that it's taken in or understood as broadly as the roles in the county is. For example, if a city manager was an applicant, but he didn't have a lot of the experience in a number of the fields that the county endeavors into, which lacked or didn't, was not lacked, but was not part of a city function, that's not really experienced.
If you look at number 5, I think that covers what you're saying. And that actually ranked a little higher than number 10. Does that speak to what you're saying?
Public sector experience, value, understanding, yeah. Well, public sector gets, you know, it kind of does. Maybe the second bullet kind of covers that more so than under 5 than the aspect of the title of 5. But so, yeah, the second bullet does that. Understand complexities of county services. But if it said experiences with county services.
It says right here, county administrator experience.
Administration experience.
Yeah. The administration.
So it's that's sort of true, but Don didn't have all the experience with all the services we provide either. I think that
you can learn it.
You can learn it. That's right. You don't have to have Wes experience and all these other things. You can have other experiences too.
So Don, out of curiosity, what experiences did you not have that you learned here?
I'm guessing.
Department wise.
Okay, so it's not that I didn't have experiences with those, because I worked with some of these areas, but in Clackamas County, for example, you know, the emergency communication 911 dispatch system reports to the county administrator. Up north in Thurston County, it was an independent entity and agency that the county had a partner role in. The housing authority in Thurston County was an independent nonprofit entity rather than a part of county government. So Resolution Services also was an independent entity up there as opposed to being a county department. Each of those areas, though, I had some familiarity in some way because I would interact with those activities just generally or so. I think there's a certain thing about county government, aside and apart from the disciplines or fields of services that we're responsible for, that is an important consideration, and it has to do with the structure and the decentralized way that county government is organized. City managers don't typically have the opportunity or the challenge of working with independently elected officials like a county sheriff or a county clerk. And so that is a unique feature to county governments in particular. You know, there are some larger cities that may have that kind of environment. But those are areas where you'd want to look for somebody who you felt was sort of capable of being able to work in a highly ambiguous environment. To be able to kind of navigate the fact that you don't necessarily have complete and command control over all of the functions of what represents county government.
I think of the old saying, you've seen one county, you've seen one county. I mean, it's true, and that's true across the nation. Every county is different, and every time somebody changes jobs, they learn something different about how one county does it versus another county.
That's a Ben Boswell quote from the Association of Oregon Counties.
Yeah, Ken.
Let's remember that the 5 of us sitting here had no county experience to amount to anything until we got this job, and we've had to learn. I'm sure that the new administrators will do the same. What I do have a question about is not the 11 attributes. I'm good to go with that. I have a problem with the timeline issue, given one of our objectives, which was to have an overlap between the new administrator and the old administrator. And by overlap, I don't mean, you know, telephone from 1,400 miles away. I mean a day-to-day, personal, on-the-job overlap.
Can I ask?
Looking at this schedule,
and it doesn't seem to fit that objective.
So I know the timeline is certainly one of the things we want to go over. Can we resolve that we are okay with the
attributes.
11 attributes? Yeah. It sounds like we've kind of placed some emphasis on the
yes.
experience piece, that we want to make sure the saying no is in a tactful, appropriate way, that we have consensus going forward on that piece.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah. Okay. And then we can, you know, JJ Peters is here to be able to talk about the timeline, because we understand that there are challenges with. She's been working diligently to figure out those challenges.
Also, I did have an opportunity to talk to Don, and he said he would be willing to come back and work with this
help
person.
Out if need be.
Help so, out. So, not okay. necessarily on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you also have pretty capable folks already that can help whoever it is navigate.
You talking about those people, Ben?
Yeah. Those guys.
Yes. We do.
But I'd make myself available as was needed. So, just
okay, go ahead.
Well, Commissioner Humberston is exactly right. That was one of the first things that we noticed as we put together what we felt was a very aggressive timeline, and everyone that has reviewed it so far has not come up with any great ideas to save time, sadly. So we really do feel like this is a very aggressive timeline and is also subject to the search firm that selected's availability and input, as well as no hiccups throughout the process, and those can come in a variety of forms. Hopefully we'll select a firm that is available to start at the time that we provided them. We did try to give them as much information up front on when we'd like to get this recruitment started as possible, so that hopefully they'll be factoring that into their quotes that they'll be submitting, which, by the way, are due this Friday. In addition to procurement's normal channels, we provided procurement with 20 firms that we are aware of. We also consulted Don, and I think I had 18 on the list, and he gave me a couple more that he had. So we had 20 firms that we reached out to in addition to procurement's normal channels. So those will be due on this Friday at 2 p.m. We will be reviewing those over the weekend and making recommendations to the board at the next meeting that we have scheduled with you to decide the firm that will be selected. Hopefully we will get some good quotes and some that you are comfortable moving forward with. That could be the first potential delay that we could have if we aren't getting quotes.
But this is actually a little different schedule than I thought I'd seen before, and it's a lot longer than I thought. We also then need to talk about what we're going to do in the interim. So we'll be looking to Don for some help on that. And yeah, I hadn't really looked at the schedule until just now. I saw another one that put us a month or two later, I thought.
I don't know if we had two versions. One had one of the things that was expressed the last meeting that we had with you was potentially traveling to the finalist jurisdictions, and so we built that into the schedule that you have in front of you. If that is removed, that might save a couple weeks, but again, it all depends on holidays and all that good stuff that falls in there. So definitely open to suggestions. If you are seeing any spots that we can carve off, I've reviewed it thoroughly with our HR director. I know Don and his team have taken a look at it, and we're not really finding a lot of room there. And again, without having the benefit of selecting a firm so far, we are somewhat subject to having the conversation with them before we can finalize the timeline.
This timeline for the firm is really long. We can shorten that.
So what's the benefit of traveling to other jurisdictions?
Well, I don't know. It's just something we thought about.
It's nice, but we get feedback from the other jurisdictions. So, I mean, to me, you could call my phone if that's what's necessary.
I think if we get to a point where we think we need to travel, then we'll do it.
Okay, if not, all right.
That is one of the benefits of hiring an executive search firm. They do a very thorough process. They've got a very big network and connections throughout the United States, so they should be able to do a lot of that for you, and if there's specific questions or concerns you have, they may have already researched that as part of their vetting process with the candidates, or can certainly provide additional information on that.
Actually, we're already in the ninth month, so. Right.
So Don, it's a question for Don. Don, when did you really want to set sail?
Well, I've said January 31st as my final day. Like I say, I could make adjustments to that. I mean, that's not necessarily locked in concrete if there's a need. But I think we've got folks here who can kind of hold things together between that point in time and the time that actually a new county administrator starts. If you look at the schedule, you're looking at less than a 2.5 month period of time, and you may be able to move more quickly than that. One area that you might end up saving some time kind of depends on the field of candidates, the number of them. I recall when I was here that it was the 2 days of interviews and receiving a job offer that same day. And Nancy Drury, the HR director, wouldn't let me out of her sight while she got the county council to draft up the agreement for approval by the board within a couple of hours.
Yeah. But that was you, Don.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Like,
but
we don't know that we'll be that sure with the interviews.
Yeah, and you guys could have a difference of opinion, too, that you might have to kind of reconcile and work out. That might require some additional effort. Might be the reason why you do a field visit to a location down the road, something along those lines.
There was no field visit to Thursday?
No.
Speaking of driving the roads, check the road condition out.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember I was...
check out their libraries, see what the cost was per square foot to build them.
Yeah, right. I actually had the stomach flu, and nobody wanted me to come into work and interview my
stay away.
No, I was ready to come in. They're like, don't you dare come in.
Yeah, so you've got negotiate employment agreement. You've got quite a period here, and like you said, we did it.
Yeah.
It's about the same day.
Because I think the county pays competitively. I think the benefit package that the county offers to its executive team is a pretty good benefit.
Except for the
package.
Car thing. Car
If you run into somebody quibbling about that, you don't want to.
I'm talking about that special car you wanted.
Oh, the Tesla?
The Tesla.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be my going away gift.
What you get for thinking.
Gary Schmidt's already given me my Tesla. It's about this big.
My biggest concern is that day-to-day overlap more than any single thing. Have that opportunity for the new administrator to really work with you. I would like to see that happen as much as possible. And this isn't a reflection on your executive team. That's not where I'm coming from. I just think he or she gets your perspective.
Well, another thing is any candidate who's really thinking seriously and is worth considering is probably going to be talking to me at length anyway.
Yeah.
Or wanting to learn about things from the very beginning, before they even decide to put in for the job, actually, I think. So, I mean, it's out. That still doesn't mean that there isn't value in having the overlap, and like I say, if there is a need, I will figure out how to make myself available, help, and support that. So, yeah.
Kind of my experience in special districts and general managers at each place I've been at, been through at least one of those, and that is that overlap is a rarity. Mm-hmm. That's in my experience. I won't say it out there in general, but it's not often you have that privilege. Mm-hmm. But you had overlap three times?
Three times.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. School great. Board. City Council and Water Board.
Well, the City of Milwaukee, Mike Swanson, was hired on a contract, and I convinced him to stay. but he was leaving. And he was the overlap. We hired the subcontracted job. But, so are we good? Any?
Yeah, I would just echo that, you know, if there's a way to shorten the timeline, that'd be great, but I share the concern on the timeline.
There's a lot of things you have to do.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And you kind of have to do them all. Which one can you just get rid of?
You can't just hire the last firm? No, you still have to go out for.
With the changes that we've made with procurement and making sure that we're in compliance, doing things the way we need to do them, it's important to make sure. And we also don't know what the dollar amount is going to end up being, so we had to make sure that we had the quote process in case we do end up going over that $50,000 threshold.
I'll do it for $1,000. The lowest bid, $1,000.
And I do remember the day when we did not have a county administrator. And it was all three commissioners just.
Gosh, I'm glad we don't do that.
Me too. Me too.
Well, we could give each one a department.
No, no, thank you.
Go down the Portland.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, that would not be good.
What else?
No, doesn't work.
So at this point, we will proceed with the information we've presented to you. JJ is going to start. Well, you already have started working your timeline for selection. Sherry will share with what she's learned with our recruitment team. So at this point, the workforce planning piece is moving over to the recruitment team, and they will be moving forward with you. Our next policy session is on the 18th of September, and at that point, you should have the opportunity to select your search firm, and that'll be the mission of that policy session. So at this point, unless you have questions or concerns, we will say thank you.
Well, why would we be involved in the selection of the?
Did we cut that out of the timeline?
Well, we did before.
Did we?
We did.
We interviewed the selection?
No, we didn't interview, but we were involved in the selection of the, of the firm.
Right.
Do we need to be?
I would recommend it.
Okay.
I think you want to be comfortable with the person who's doing the recruitment work for you. I really do. So
one person would come in here, or a team would come in here.
So the meeting that we're having with you on September 18th is to share the top quotes, and we will give you a recommendation on the firm that we would recommend, but give you information. So if you want additional information, we'll also, as part of that process, be checking references to try to confirm that the information that the firms are providing us, how their clients have seen their services and the results that they've had and the types of recruitments that they've done. We want to make sure that we're hopefully identifying the best firm that has already done county administrator level recruitments, because again, part of the value of hiring a search firm is the network and the knowledge that they have throughout the United States that will really help us get the best candidate.
That's the whole key, the best candidate. You often will start with a good recruiting firm, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right,
thank you.
Great, so we're seeing about getting the next policy session started a little bit early, about 2:15. We'll see if we can get people here early and take a